from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the time of the season where the vets get back into fighting form and the newest players battle it out for a full-time roster spot.
When training camp comes around, it's go time for me.
Hey, let's go, bring it up!
Our Falcons are putting in the work ahead of the 2024 season.
And nobody's got camp covered like us.
We gotta get a rhythm, man.
It's Dukes and Bell talking camp live from Hooters at the Mall of Georgia.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as we take you to camp. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Attorney Ken Nugent. Getting the settlement you deserve after an accident.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
What did we learn today? Our team can be competitive. They got after it in practice, which was good. Now, if you're saying, well, wait a minute, haven't they been getting after it?
Wait a minute, haven't they been getting after it? They're professionals.
Yeah, a little bit, Mike. I mean, it's been more of the one-on-one situations and, you know, the drills and things of that nature. And again, it doesn't mean that what we don't see, all right, because again, this is the open practice for the media, what we don't see, that they're not getting some extra work in. But today it was full pads, hitting, let's go.
And overtime for practice. They went longer than expected. There was a lot of action. But honestly, when you're watching practice, and Carl and I can't tell you how many times probably driving up here on 985, I go, you've seen one practice, you've seen them all. But there are certain days where you do see some stuff that goes, okay, that's working, that's popping, and there's an urgency. And it is interesting, especially on the heels of Kirk Cousins saying, look, guys, we killed it down in Miami, but we got to do this in practice. And now maybe you're seeing that.
Yeah, I the thing about this is you don't know, we don't know when the coaching staff is going to get together and go, tomorrow we're going to test them.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we're going to do this. And you show up and you think it's a rigmarole, same old, same old. Today wasn't that. As a matter of fact, Ra came up after the practice and said, let him get after it today, didn't I?
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, you did. So it felt a little different, felt good. Big plays were made. And we're only telling you this to say, for all the things we've been talking about with this team, if this offense looks like this, we're going to be all right. Yeah. I'm just telling you guys, okay?
Yeah, it's 2016, man. I'm telling you, that's – we don't know what the defense is going to be like. We didn't know what the defense is going to be in 2016. Remember, Dwight Freeney came in late. Maybe we'll bring in a free agent late in the camp.
Congratulations, by the way. Hall of Famer, Dwight Freeney.
And first ballot, no doubt about it. Now, look at his numbers. I know that some would say that John Abraham, unfortunately, never won a Super Bowl and didn't play in some of those bigger moments. But, you know, Abe's got the sacks to be in the Hall, too, and we're big fans of Abe. But getting back to 2016, that's what – I've said to a lot of folks, you and I have been talking about it, that the defense, we think, now, unless there's already stuff that they've got in the books and they've got a plan and Kevin King's going to be a part of that and they've got guys that are going to get after the quarterback. But like in 16, we just scored a lot of points. And all of a sudden, Vic Beasley gets 15 and a half sacks because other teams are now down by 10 points.
Yeah.
And they become one-dimensional and the run game goes out the window and guys can start pinning their ears back. That's what I mean, you could argue that's not too far-fetched to think that could be what this might be under Kirk Cousins.
Let's hope so, man. Michael B. hit me up. Put him up. See Dukes. Follow Mike Bell, ATL. He says, Washington, man, I think he might be our Puka Nacua. Let's hope so.
I like his game.
Let's hope that, that he comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden has a big year. Listen, nobody knew that Puka Nacua would be as good as he was for the Rams last year. But I put a post out there from the Falcons when Penix hits him down the sidelines. He's been making plays all camp, just telling you guys. And what that means for him as far as playing time, I think they're looking at him. They like what they've seen. And I think he might have an increased option of having some more snaps, Mike, than we anticipated. 404-726-0929. It's our text line. And you guys can always hit us up. Follow us on social media. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. All right, before we get into an NFL blitz, the news today coming down, and again, it's terrible if you're a Vikings fan.
Ugh.
But if you're a football fan, part of this is, okay, so we're going to have to wait a whole nother year to kind of evaluate and see what J.J. McCarthy is.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, he's out. Torn meniscus, they went in there and they figured that he needs to have it repaired completely so he is done for the season. They said they wouldn't know where this was going to go until they got in there, but he's going to miss the entire season. Now, whether you had expectations for him or not, the point is, Mike,
right.
I'm watching Caleb Williams on NFL Hard Knocks, right, on HBO Hard Knocks. Caleb Williams looks the part. Looks like he's going to be a guy that can play and the number one overall pick, high expectations. You love, Jayden Daniels. He looks like he's going to be great in Washington.
Mm.
We want to see these young guys play. We need that next crop of coming up. So, J.J., whether you had expectations,
right.
You got to wait another year now to see what that's going to look like.
And that's where it really is tough. If you're a Vikings fan, as I said, man, start drinking heavily because Sam Darnold's your quarterback. Guys were asking us about, hey, man, should I go with Justin Jefferson? I said, yeah, you can still draft him because he did have good numbers last year, even after Kirk Cousins went out. But, a lot of those touchdowns were Kirk Cousins in just eight games.
It's true.
So, not quite sure how Sam Darnold – this is going to be Sam Darnold's greatest opportunity to redeem himself, to actually look like – remember, that was one of the dopey first-round picks for the Jets that flamed out back-to-back. Zach Wilson came a few years later. But he'll have a chance, and you got a good offensive mind, decent coaching up there, but and you got the weapons. So, but if you're a fan, you saw a guy who just won a national championship look really good in a preseason game, throw a couple of touchdowns, and now he's on ice.
Yeah. All right. We wish him the best. Don't want to see injuries. You know that. And certainly, you want to see these young stars. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to an NFL.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
The irony of the J.J. McCarthy injury is Kevin O'Connell was just asked about the severity of it. Listen to this.
We don't know the severity yet, and that is honestly where we're at right now. And I think we're hopefully having a shorter timeline than a longer timeline, but the potential severity will come when we, do that procedure. And
yeah, well, now we do. And now they've got to go find a backup. And then you're putting all your confidence in Sam Darnold. And I thought Darnold would be the starter. But now, Mike, again, it's one thing to say, all right, he'll start for 5-6 weeks. And then we'll put J.J. in there. It's a whole other thing to say, all right, our entire season now is on the shoulders of Sam Darnold. And by the way, the Vikings are going to have a good defense again.
Yes, that's a team that was expecting. Now, again, I don't know how much people thought J.J. McCarthy was going to be a starter. I thought you and I were expecting the usual nonsense where Darnold would have started a game or two, and then, okay, they put the kid in there, which it always seems to happen. But maybe he would have earned that right if he kept on that trajectory from that first preseason game. It's not a bad team. That's for darn sure. NFC is really wide open. It's so top-heavy.
It is.
It's 49ers. Then you could say Eagles and Lions, or Lions and Eagles interchangeably. And then after that, it's kind of because nobody trusts Dak in the playoffs. It's fair or unfair. There's just a lot of teams that have a lot of question marks right now.
Here's Kevin O'Connell talking about his confidence, Mike, in Sam Darnold.
Sam's had a really good camp, and my confidence level in Sam is very, very high at this point, and looking forward to seeing him continue his progression. And I know his teammates and the rest of the coaching staff have been really enthused about what Sam's done. And like I said, my confidence level is really high in Sam.
All right, like you said, everybody loves a comeback story. But it's rare that you're a first-round pick and you're on your third team and you do something. The only guy that the first guy that always comes to mind for me is Jim Plunkett.
Yeah.
Jim Plunkett was all-world, and he goes to the Patriots, and nothing ever happens. Obviously, the Raiders were so famous for reclamation projects like Lyle Elzado, you guys know, and just going and winning Super Bowls. But there's not many. You could probably count on one hand quarterbacks that got that second act and got it together.
That's a good point. It really is. Headlines, or should I say NFL Blitz, is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Got to mention this because I think it's a big deal. And that's Colin Kaepernick was offered a job on Harbaugh's staff. And many of you are like, wait a minute, to play? No, but on his staff. And for you guys,
coaching.
For you guys who don't understand that connection, obviously, that was his quarterback with the 49ers.
Right.
we remember here in Atlanta, that was a team that came in here. We should have beat them.
Alex Smith got hurt, and he never got back on the field. He went with Kaepernick, and once he was healthy, he stuck with Kaepernick. And as you said, Carl, all those unanswered points in the second half against us, and they go on to beat. You know, again, that Super Bowl was a pretty darn exciting Super Bowl, too. They almost won.
So Harbaugh said yes, spoke to Kaepernick actually back in January. So this has obviously been top of mind for him to come apart and be a part of his staff. And he said he was out of the country, or, you know, he considered it. He was out of the country. He said he was going to get back to me. We haven't reconnected since then. That was earlier this year. So obviously it's a nice gesture by Harbaugh. But for everybody that says, hey, and we were joking, like, why don't you just go sign Colin Kaepernick? Well, obviously, Mike, he still loves the guy. And to offer him any position in the National Football League, where nobody has, tells you what Harbaugh thinks about
him. He's loyal in that sense, right?
But I don't think it's going to happen.
No. And look, we talked about this. There's so many bums that are backup quarterbacks.
Did you say bums?
Bums. Nathan Peterman just got a job with the Raiders. Bum. Guy's like, I mean, one of the worst quarterbacks to ever dress out. So, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist. Some teams just don't want the smoke. And that ship has sailed. But Harbaugh, to your point, still showing some loyalty to the dude.
Quote Harbaugh, he's one of my favorite players I've ever coached. Love Colin. Okay. We'll see if he ends up taking any job, if it is, in fact, offered as they move forward.
Hey, man, we're playing the Ravens this week. I'm not sure how they're going to approach the game as far as their starters. I would imagine we're not going to see tight end Mark Andrews, who's one of Lamar Jackson's favorite targets. He got in a car accident on Wednesday morning. Team's medical personnel evaluated him and said there's no apparent injury, but he's a dude that is a huge part of that offense, and certainly a guy that you would want to see getting banged up, but apparently he didn't. But, you know, everyone hates getting to work on a commute, especially in that town.
True enough.
With one less bridge to use.
That's not right. They changed the rule because of Mark Andrews this offseason. Remember, that hip tackle spin, put my body on you. So, yes, thank you, Turtle. What'd you say the name was? Hip drop. That's right. That's what the official
name is. In the old days, we'd call that how the little guy tackles the big guy.
So how are you getting him down?
Go for a little bit of a drag and then pull him. Now I guess you're supposed to go, all right, sir, can you hold on? Let me put my arms around your waist and take me now for a 20-yard drag down the field like a sleigh ride. But again, I never thought it was an epidemic, but it has shortened some careers and created some major injuries, so that's why it's gone.
Hey, man, let's hear from Bill Belichick. Why? Well, because you're going to see a lot of him this football season. Mike, didn't you tell me he's got like 7 jobs this football season?
I'm very busy, including making some sweet love to my 22-year-old girlfriend.
Okay, wait a minute. I didn't ask for that, Bill. I don't want to know about all
sexual
of that.
Sexual stallion.
Who?
Sexual stallion.
You?
I can't believe that Andy Bunker beat me up for that blue pill commercial. Blue shoe. That'd be a great endorsement. Hey, guys, Bill Belichick. Need more steam in your stride? Try Blue Chew. Works for me.
Blue Chew?
That's right. Now I should be cutting off the sleeves of this sweatshirt.
No, I mean, Belichick is and by the way, he's actually been pretty good.
He has.
He's been actually entertaining. I mean, more so. I mean, Saban's a natural. Saban has got it.
Totally.
I wasn't sure Belichick would bring it.
This is Belichick talking about the gap between college and the NFL quarterback. Listen to this.
You know, I think, you know, most college teams have a few pro players, but, you know, the other guys are either a long way off or that's not really the talent isn't at that level, especially the quarterback position. NFL quarterbacks and college quarterbacks, for the most part, there's a pretty big gap there. So what you're defending in the passing game is just different. You know, the NFL guys can hit almost everything, every throw. I would say that's not really true of all the college quarterbacks.
He's right.
Well, I mean, the thing, and you and I talked about this when it went down, I just don't understand how his best friend in football, Nick Saban, didn't give him a more thorough scouting report on Mac Jones, who looks like crap on his second team, by the way, down in Jacksonville, right, Chris?
He is.
I mean, he looks terrible down there. And this is in preseason, small sample size. But how do you not know what you're getting with Mac Jones? And then how do you draft Mac Jones as your heir apparent for Tom Brady? And part of the reason you're not coaching is because you made that side.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I mean, he also made a decision to bring in the guys he brought in to coach this kid up.
Right.
That's on Belichick.
That's hubris to think that I can take a special teams coach and make him and a defensive coordinator who's been a disaster everywhere he's gone in Matt Patricia.
Who am I?
Right. They'll be the two head. I'm Joe Judge. I'm a coach New Yorkers can be proud of.
Who am I?
I bring a work ethic to this job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, goodbye. But no, it just the way things fizzle with Belichick, it is crazy. But he makes a great point. Yes, that's why it's the hardest position to draft, to develop, and find the guys that can last for your franchise.
Coming up, Kevin King had a big first preseason game. Forced fumble, interception, and yes, he got more snaps today as we were watching practice. Does this mean maybe, Mike, they found their guy? Hear what he had to say on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Game.
Going on with our Falcons, including guys trying to get some more playing time. One of the guys is Kevin King. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hooters, hanging out, man. Mall of Georgia location. Appreciate you guys coming through. And again, we'll be back out here tomorrow. Coming up, yeah, man, no man's on the way. Also, some dog conversation. Mike, you said, as I think it's 10 days away. Is that right? Is week zero?
10 yeah, days man. Away? We're actually, it's a week from Friday. So, yeah, we're less than 10 days now between Georgia Tech and Florida State. We'll talk more about Georgia Tech's more information coming out on how they got the number one offensive tackle in college football. I'll tell you about that at 4 o'clock there. Their NIL is or I should say their collective is really pumping some NIL action.
Where's this been?
I think Jeff Collins was such a stooge okay. that I think a lot of Tech fans were like lukewarm. And you and I know for years, just for a minute, we can just break it down. I think as much as Paul Johnson was probably one of the better coaches the Techs had, it's you had a part of the alumni is like, I don't want to watch that. You know, I want to see guys come through and go on to the NFL. I want to see a pro-style offense. And I can't believe as a Tech fan, delusional or not,
yeah.
that we're only going to be good every 4 or 5 years in a recruiting cycle of a triple option offense. So I just think this guy, remember, I've been preaching for years, find somebody who gets what O'Leary got the program. O'Leary understood the alumni. I talk about George O'Leary. And this is a guy who played for him, played and coached for Nick Saban, knows the stuff that you need to win at this level. And I think he's doing it. And it's built on bedrock. It's built on recruiting. It's not built on hot air like Jeff Collins. And I think that's brought out some of the well-heeled alumni to say, I'm ready to cut some checks for this program.
Okay, because my point is this, and this is the misnomer about Georgia Tech. They ain't got no money. Y'all tripping. They got plenty of money.
One out of every four Tech alum is supposedly a millionaire.
So to see what this is and what Mike's talking about, where this young man got a huge NIL deal, I just simply ask, where's this been? Like, for all the things that you want to say, we want to compete, we want the best recruits,
right?
You know that this is a part of it. Now it's just out in the open, but it's always been a part of it. And I agree with you. I just feel like, for whatever reason, people feel better about where the program is potentially headed, and therefore, right, when you do, right, when you feel like, hey, we're moving in the right direction, you go into your pocket.
Brent is just a good guy. You know, we talk about, you got to be a good dude. You'll hear more about this at 4 o'clock. Again, Josh Petty getting reported $800,000 a year on an NIL deal from the Flats.
All right, guys, let's hear from Kevin King on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. The first thing they asked him is, how's it feel to be back after 2 years off?
Yeah. You know, looking back on it, it definitely was a lot, you know. But I was built for it. You know, I feel like going into it, I knew that this was something that I was going to come through another side of. You know, it was something that I made a promise to myself, made a promise to my family. And sometimes it's kind of hard to block those outside noises, you know what I mean? Because, you know, people, I didn't really explain myself to a lot of people, even when I decided to take the initial year off. I really, you know, didn't tell many people about what I was doing. I sent my family down and my agent down and told them, you know, explicitly what I was doing. So it was a lot of, you know, unknown kind of left in the air. And, you know, you just hear a lot of stuff like, oh, did he get cut? Or, you know, he can't get back in. Right. You know, like, oh, how's it going to be getting back in type of thing? You still playing? Or, you know, what you doing now? What you doing? So it was, that was a challenge for me, is, you know, just trying to, you know, kind of tunnel vision and stay the course with things. But, you know, I had a great support system, you know, kept my head down, knew what I wanted to accomplish, and, you know, came out on the other side a better football player and a, you know, better human being.
Why did you make that choice?
God put it on my heart. You know, God put it on my heart. It was, I played 5 years for the Packers, and through those 5 years, each year I had gotten hurt. Like, my off seasons were just, you know, my first 2 years I ended on IR. Then my next year I had my, you know, so I had 3 labrum surgeries on my shoulders. I had both sides of my groins done. And then my last year I was just getting hurt on kind of like fluke stuff. You know, it was, you know, kind of game time decision after game time decision. It was kind of real tough on my mental. And that was just something that, after my 5th year, I was pretty healthy. I was a free agent. And I told myself, like, the type of person, the type of athlete I am, I know I could play in this league until I don't want to anymore. Right. You know, and that's just, everybody has their own, you know, reality of things. But with me, that's the reality that, you know, God has given me. And so I knew that if I wanted to play another, you know, 5 to 10 years in this league, that I had to get my body right and I had to get my mind right. So after that year, I was a free agent. I said, okay, I want to take this time off to really have a year to actually make those gains, get better, get smarter, you know, get, you know, my body right to that college type of shape. I hadn't, like I said, every year I would just rehab just enough to go back and then, you know, go under the needle again, right, type of thing. And that was just a pattern that it was. So I decided to get my body right, did that. And then God told me that it wasn't time just yet, you know. And then I had my Achilles, and then so I had to get through that. You know, it was kind of thing of, you know, how far are you willing to sprint when you don't know the destination. Right. So, hey, I'm in it.
What? And we talk about this a lot, and I've been through that, some similar to that, the loneliness of that, because you talk about your support system, but yet it's you, mm-hmm, that's going through all that. What about that journey after you say you took that year off and then you're revving back up, getting ready, and then another, you know, unfortunate thing happens to you? How was that time different from the time you took off? Outside the painful part of rehabbing an Achilles.
Right, so right.
On your mental side.
Man, I think it kind of went hand in hand. You know, I think it wasn't really kind of a compound thing. I think that me taking that time off got me ready to go for that next year mentally. When I was taking that time off, I did a lot of, you know, searching and stuff for my body, but also, you know, with my mind and just my journey. You know what I mean? As, you know, I'm 29 right now, so I feel like kind of that, you know, you hit 25 and everything kind of changes, and you know, in your head and kind of what you think about the world and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, COVID was, you know, a lonely time. And so I had a lot of time by myself to kind of think about, you know, really just everything, you know, what I kind of thought about things and kind of, you know, stuff like that. So that really kind of gave me a lot of perspective of things. And I told myself that, you know, I wasn't, when I came back, it wasn't really about the result. You know, it was the journey that I took, you know, it was me becoming a man, you know, me becoming a better in my body. And I knew that regardless of what the result is, that journey is still going,
right.
You know, so it wouldn't matter if, like I said, I come back and, you know, have a pick, do my thing, it's next day work, you know, it doesn't matter because, you know, the next game can be whatever. So I remember actually when I did it, when I tore my Achilles, I knew it instantly, you know, and I'm just like, wow, like, all right, now let's see.
Right.
You know, let's see. They always tell you that's kind of the kiss of death type of thing, but I don't really like to go into things with, you know, my own preconceived notions. So it's kind of like, all right, well, you know, let's see how this thing goes. So let's see what type of person I can come out, you know, on the end of that. So I'm proud of that too.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin King joining us, Falcons cornerback. When's the last time you felt physically like you feel now?
Well, I'm a little sore.
Right? It is.
I don't mean post practice. You know what I mean? Big picture.
Yeah.
I know you guys are running a little extra after this, so I get it.
It's crazy today. I seen something that said it was my first game in 30 months.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that is crazy to say and kind of read. And it, you know, it felt like that, you know, but I actually feel pretty good, you know, with everything considered. I feel good. And these are the moments that when I was off, you know, kind of like, man, like, be present, you know. It's so easy to, you know, oh, I'm sore, you know, I just played, and, you know, and then come out here and kind of go through the motions with things, you know. But these are our times, you know, when we can fight the mind and, you know, get the body to do those things that it needs to do, you know, come to later on in the season.
How has it been being a Falcon and everything? Obviously, you said we all know your time at Green Bay and everything like that, but now you're Atlanta Falcon. How has this transition been playing here? What do you think of the system with Raheem, everybody that's around you?
Yeah, no, it's been great. This is it's definitely different from Green Bay, just in terms of a city. You know, I mean, it is a little bit kind of out of the city. But just, you know, being around the city, being in a culture kind of thing, you could feel it. A lot more culture, well, different culture,
right.
You know. And it's kind of like it's different playing, you know, for a team like Green Bay and then playing for actual, like, big city type of feel, you know. Got a lot of family, you know, coming in and out and stuff. It's kind of easier to get to the airports and whatnot. but I like it. You know, I think it's a great thing for me to come in later on in my career. I think Green Bay was a great place to, you know, start your career off. Not too many just, you know, big on football, great winning culture type of thing. You know, learn how to bring those type of things to an organization like this. You know, so, but I'm loving my time here.
When you have some, I would assume, comfortability with at least one of the coaches, Jimmy Lake. I know he was a part of the staff when you were at Washington. Is he part of the reason why you're – I don't know how the timeline all syncs up. Uh-huh. I don't know if you signed before he was hired or whatever, but is he part of the reason why you're here?
Yes and no. I feel like, you know, it was – the stars kind of aligned. You know, the stars kind of aligned. The Falcons were actually a team that I was talking to a little bit right before I tore my Achilles as well. You know, so it kind of overlapped in that sense. And there was a few teams that I, you know, had some workouts and stuff set up with and that I had some relationships with. You know, it was kind of about maybe three or four teams that, you know, I had my eyes set on when I was coming back. But definitely, you know, to have guys on the staff, Coach Gray, Coach Jerry Gray, as well as Coach Lake and Coach Hood. Coach Hood was a part of the staff at Green Bay as well, you know. So having a lot of guys who I trust and really, you know, can trust me and, you know what type of player I am and, you know, can really tap into my confidence, you know, and let me do that on the field. That's big.
How has it been playing in this system with Jimmy? You know, I mean, the system, we talked to Jesse, cover three is cover three. Man is man, two, all that other stuff. But how has it been for you adjusting or fitting yourself in to this scheme that they play here?
Yeah, no, it's a great scheme. You know, it's definitely a great scheme. I played in it somewhat, you know, a little bit in Green Bay and when I was at Washington. But just to see how, you know, how it has grown since then. You know, it's a lot of new stuff, a lot of new wrinkles. And, you know, that's that's the big thing with coordinators. This is all a chess game,
right.
You know, trying to, because like you said, cover three is cover three. So if they see us in that single high, you know, every defense has its beaters, you know. So
right.
It's up to us to kind of show them one thing, you know, and then, you know what they're trying to do. And, you know, kind of just play off of it like that. So Jimmy has done a great job of evolving his system, doing things. Like I said, he's given us things I've never seen before, you know, and this is my eighth year playing. So, he's definitely, you know, come up to the times, but I think we got the personnel to do all type of things back there.
Kevin King joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You played against Kirk Cousins for years in the division.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, got him a couple times.
Yeah, you're not mistaken.
Not good. Good. Glad the internet didn't lie to me. What can you tell Falcons fans about him as someone who played against him now that they're going to be rooting for him?
Yes. It's crazy because right when I seen, you know, that Kirk was going to the Falcons, I'm like, man, I like that. Kirk is a guy who, even playing against him, you know, he was dangerous. You know, he's a guy that's real smart. He's a guy that's going to know what's going on back there. And also, he's a guy that's not scared. You know, he's a guy that's going to put it out there, especially if he trusts his guys. I played, you know, against him, and, you know, to where he's going to his big guys, you know, and giving him a chance. And I love quarterbacks like that. You know, not everything is going to be, you know, drawn up or, you know, done the perfect way. You know, but if you got guys out there that can go get it, you know, sometimes you got to give those guys a chance. So, I think Kirk, especially with the pieces that we have around him, and especially the dominant defense that we're going to be, it sets up very well, in my opinion.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. But we appreciate you. My partner's a big alumni.
He had to show you his
dub and everything.
It's always
like
about that.
Of course,
it's always
all
about
right,
that.
Of course,
right,
it
man.
Is.
Hey, man, we appreciate it you. We appreciate you, Kev, man. And,
thank you,
and man, you stay healthy, brother, man. And we are really hoping that everything works out for
we're
you.
We're rooting for you.
We
thank
are
you,
so
thank
rooting
you.
For you, brother.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
you.
He was out there today, guys. That's Andy and Randy with Kevin King. Pick. Forced fumble in the first preseason game. If he continues to make plays, Mike, he will see time.
You're not going to believe this. We talked earlier about J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Jordan Addison apparently got carted off an apparent leg injury at practice.
Come on.
Vikings.
Come on. Seriously?
There's a couple of stories. Bleacher Report's got it, so we'll look to get more information on that. But, man, it rains but it pours for Vikings fans right now, man. Losing J.J. McCarthy, what are your 1-2 combinations, which then makes Justin Jefferson less effective because now you're triple teaming.
No doubt. Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man. We're live at Hooters. It's Dukes and Bell. The game coming up. What's going on with the Dogs? What's going on with Georgia Tech? 10 days away from Week 0, where they will travel over to Ireland to take on Florida State. By the way, game is noonish here?
It's noon here because you're 5 hours ahead on London time, which is Dublin time. So it's 5 o'clock in Ireland.
Okay.
So, again,
it'll be under the lights.
I just really, really need no one to get drunk and have us have to divert to, like, Newfoundland. Really need to be that flight that's got to be on schedule. Leaves Friday night, get into Dublin, 8 o'clock in the morning, party all day in Ireland, 5 o'clock game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
All that's on the way. The latest on what went down with the Falcons today. A lot of guys hitting us up saying, man, Kevin King, guys, he's a vet. He's been in the league. I said this. He made plays and was really good in Green Bay in that last year.
Right.
If he can get close to that, Mike, he can help us.
And as we said this yesterday for guys who missed the show, we know by the ratings you listen almost every day.
This is true.
And we appreciate you. But don't want to be dismissive because we were just joking around. I said to Carl and Chris during the break, I said, if this guy starts and has a good year and maybe even sniffs a Pro Bowl, this will be one of those Tom Rinaldi stories late in December, early January on Fox. He goes, he was out of football for 18 months, about to audition for his dream job. When he tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The heartbreak for Kevin King. And you can hear the music, and they'll always play the sort of plunky guitar and all that. But, no, it's one of those stories. So hearing him, seeing him nearly get two interceptions, got one against the Miami in the preseason game, now all of a sudden has a rootable dude on this squad, another rootable dude on the squad.
No doubt. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle. What's going on today, my man?
Well, as sports talk hosts, sometimes we like to use metaphors or analogies to help further accentuate our points.
Okay.
If we're talking about a sport, maybe we'll reference something in our personal life that brings it all the way back around to strengthen our argument. Well, last night on this very radio station, our friend, my friend and yours, really, John Fricke, decided to use this exact tactic when talking about the Braves. His point was that the Braves are like the girl at the bar that sucks you back in. Because he was ramped up and ready to go after a singular victory versus the San Francisco Giants. And he decided to hearken back to the days of yore, describing his own lifestyle back in the day.
Way back in the day, when I was dating in Atlanta, you know, running around places like the Rusty Nail and Carlos McGee's and the Bearded Clam. Yeah, there was, it was a honky-tonk. It was off Briarcliff. And, anyway, so back in those days when I'm bar-hopping out there and meeting all the Chiquitas, you know, I'd be a soft touch. You know, I mean, I just would. I would date a girl. I really liked her. She could be mean to me all night. And I'd be like, what's with you? And then she'd kiss you at the end of the night, and you go, okay, I'll come back for more. That's what happened last night.
So John Fricke is a soft touch, meaning that whether he's at the bar or watching the Braves, he can be won over. You
so he's going back. Sounds to me like Fricke will take some abuse as long as there's a payoff, like most men, like most guys.
The fact that he said she gives you a kiss at the end of the night and you're like, okay,
I'm coming back.
I'm having a hard time believing any of this. But besides that, John, I love you.
You know what I also miss in the old days? I don't interrupt, Carl. When you could get good quality cologne in the men's room. You know, I'd put on some Dakar Noir, grab some condoms, and get right back in the game.
I know.
And then she kisses you at the end of the night, and you go, okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best part. All right. Is there something I should be agreeing to or not agreeing to here?
Oh, no. I just wanted –
because it's hilarious.
Needed to be brought to your attention.
That's radio gold right there, Chris. Good job.
That's all. All right.
And then she kisses you at the end of the night, and you go, okay.
John Fricke and his Chiquitas.
Now, you don't want to be the guy, you know, at the end of the bar at the strip club wearing the members only jacket, you know, who's just simply, you know, just a human ATM machine on the other side, Carl. I mean, you want some degree of remuneration.
Yeah, you do. You absolutely do. I just, you know.
John. Okay, go ahead, Turtle.
He's a Lothario,
I can't get
man.
That out of my head now.
Really, he's like, you know, he's Antonio Banderas in his prime, man, I'm telling you. All right, so if you believe it, which that's going to be my question to you, Mr. Tom Brady cannot cure the itch. This is a post from SportsCenter that I stumbled upon this morning. Tom Brady, quote, "If I still wanted to come out of retirement, they'd still have somebody to deal with."
He's putting it out there. He's putting it out there.
Yeah, man, no man. Tom Brady. It's time to let the dream die, bud.
Okay, I got to say this. I saw Brady on vacation with his kids. He put out there a couple of weeks back. This dude looks better than he did when he was 21.
Yes, he does.
Okay, he looks better right now with his body and how he's in shape than he did even in the prime of his career.
He's got a 12-pack right now.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say, physically, I still think he could play. Remember, he was never a scrambler and never got it ran.
No.
I'll take a sack. I don't care about that.
If the heat's coming, just take a knee.
Yeah. Right. So, but Turtle, I think he's putting it out there to just let people know, hey, I can still get this done if you are interested. I just feel like, you know, is he fully committed to this broadcasting thing, Mike? It doesn't sound like
right. That's the thing. I mean, at some point you do have to. He's the GOAT, so it's hard to tell the GOAT, hey, GOAT, pipe down. Just stop. You know, you can't play football anymore when the quality of NFL quarterback play is at the lowest, arguably since like the 70s. I mean, there's some really bad quarterbacks out there.
The Vikings would take him right now.
I mean, yeah, if you missed it, man, you know, we'll talk more about that coming up. They got destroyed by injuries in the last 48 hours. But, yeah, I mean, look. Tom Brady's entitled, but it's, are you being passive aggressive? You're throwing a line out there? You're fishing? You know, what do you want to do? I mean, you're going to commit to this thing? Because he does realize once he gets in that broadcast booth, he's going to be picked apart like nobody's business. I mean, there's a level of scrutiny. Again, but a guy, he's always excelled in the arena, as he often likes to say. I think he'll be fine. I just want him to be like Johnny Miller. I want to hear real trash talk.
Yes.
I want to hear this quarterback screwed up, and here's what he should have done, and this guy's, he's smarter than doing just do that, and this coach screwed that up. I want real stuff. Not that Troy Aikman where he makes an animal noise and never tells you anything. Like, oh, well, yeah, he probably, he wants that ball back there, Joe. But thanks for nothing, Troy.
You know, okay.
I mean, you know, give me some real edge, right, Carl? Give me some edge.
Give
man.
Me something. Give me something. I'm with you on that.
All right, Big O, we got to run. I'll meet you at the Rusty Nail, and please hit my music.
You know, I'd be a soft touch.
Did I ever, Carl, did I ever tell you about the time I was at the Hamburger Hamlet and I picked up 3 Piedmont Airlines tortoises?
No, I don't know.
And the meat and all the Chiquitas.
We drank Mai Tais till 2 in the morning. Unbelievable. I was in my Trans Am. Okay. I was unstoppable.
By the way, isn't the Rusty Nail still around? I think it is, guys. I believe the Rusty Nail is still around.
They're close.
Is there another one that's named Rusty Nail? Because I got to tell you,
there are Rusty Nails around the southeast, but I don't know if there's any Rusty Nails left in Atlanta.
No, well, the one off that's near North Druid and Buford, that one closed down.
That's the one I was talking about.
It closed 2 years ago.
Okay.
Actually, September 23, a year ago, less than a year ago.
Okay. I got to tell you, they did have good burgers. I know about that spot. All right, man, coming up, we're going to talk about the Dogs. Mike mentioned more injuries in the NFL. Knock wood, this is not Falcon injuries.
Well, we've already had our injury bug, haven't we?
We have, man. But another team is going through it. But we'll tell you what Kirby had to say, and also Georgia Tech getting it done. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, I'd be a soft touch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.